So in this period, I'll be offering a guided practice. And it did come up in our small group yesterday as to, how much words are helpful or not helpful in a practice. And I appreciate that words will meet you all in different places, and not all of them wouldn't expect all of them to resonate exactly where you are. So really trust and hope that you can take in what's useful and leave what isn't. And if you need more quiet, then hopefully to some extent be able to tune out my words. And I'll endeavour to leave some spaces of silence as well. We've got a little longer this afternoon, which will be helpful. So in talking with Yanai about what might be helpful in this period, we thought it would be useful to draw forward a little bit more one of the qualities that we've talked about, both of us, quite a lot already, which is that of kindness that's woven into any mindfulness practice. The way we approach, the way we offer our attention has a big effect on what we see and how we see it. And a kindly attitude, to the extent that we can offer that, is really essential in this path of practice. And like all qualities in practice, it is one that can be cultivated and can be grown, can be amplified, slowly encouraged to grow in its own time. We may have a view of ourselves as a kind person or not a kind person. And I'd encourage us to hold our views lightly if we can, because the teachings really point to the quality of kindness as being a potential in every human being, every heart. And I certainly believe it to be within every heart here. And it's from that potential we can encourage and nurture seeds to grow. So just a couple of other things about this practice before we start the guided meditation. This is sometimes called metta, for those who are familiar with that word from the old Indian language of the early Buddhist scriptures of Pali. And it's sometimes translated as loving kindness. Actually, I prefer the translation of befriending, the ability to draw near and perhaps offer support or goodwill. And to cultivate the quality, it does not really depend on feeling kind all the time, or even much at all, because it's the intention of goodwill that we're really cultivating in this practice. Even if I don't like someone or something, I can still encourage little bit by little bit an attitude of goodwill towards that person, that being. And there are different ways of doing that. The other thing to say is that when we aim to cultivate any quality, you can sometimes experience a backdraft. It's like the opposite quality is somehow highlighted or even encouraged sometimes. So if you notice irritation, ill will, frustration, it's quite a normal reaction that can arise, and not to worry. Generally, it doesn't hang around a lot or a long time. And it's an opportunity to practice goodwill to that reaction itself, this heart that is feeling irritable. Can I bring in an allowing kindness towards that? Similar to what we explored this morning with the rain practice. So this is just one guided practice on this attitude, this aspect of practice, and it's a whole world of practice in and of itself, which you might like to explore another time. So we're going to just touch into this quality a little bit during this practice as a support for this retreat. So it's really helpful for this practice to particularly adjust your posture so that it's comfortable. So making it as easy for ourselves as possible and offering ourselves kindness through our posture. So if you'd like to make any little adjustments, any extra cushions or blankets, please feel free. And you're welcome to either have your eyes open and let the gaze perhaps rest in an unfocused way down to the ground, or to close the eyes. And becoming aware of the contact points where your body is meeting the ground. And to the extent that you can, letting your body rest into the support of the ground, through your seat, through your feet. And what would it be like to see the ground through the lens of befriending and of goodwill? So as the body meets the ground and the ground supports the body, we could see what it's like to appreciate how the ground is very accepting, how the ground will offer support however we are, whatever's here, all things fall to the ground. From this sense of being held by the ground underneath us, we could imagine, feel into the bigness of the earth and any sense of support that the earth beneath us gives us. Maybe a sense of being held by something much bigger than us. inviting our bodies to relax and to unfold into the space around us. Taking our shape and our place. Becoming more aware of the body itself. And how perhaps in the body there is a natural wish for comfort and for ease. Wishing your own body well in whatever way feels natural or possible for you. That may be with words such as, may you be well as is possible. May you know comfort and ease. May you know kindness. You may have other words that feel more helpful to wish well to your body. Or it may be more felt sense of softness, or of imagining gently stroking your body as you might a child or a beloved pet. Might be imagining a lovely warm blanket around you of kindness to your body. Some people who are visual like to imagine a light of well-wishing soaking through, bathing in the body, the body bathed in that light. No need to feel any particular way. Just simply developing the intention of goodwill to the body. If you notice this is bringing up reactions, acknowledging those too as part of your experience. Can we be with this? Can we be with this reaction with kindness? And at any time we can shift to tuning more into the holding of the ground. Or any other anchor that's supportive. And when you're ready, if you'd like to, we can shift slightly our befriending practice now to bring to mind any being that we particularly find it easy to appreciate. To offer goodwill towards. So this might be a child, it might be a pet, it might be a teacher, it might be a public figure, someone we don't know, but we really appreciate their presence, what we've learned from them. Some people will find that the face of the Dalai Lama comes to mind, beaming with compassion. Or the figure of Jesus. Or another being that really represents kindness and compassion. or maybe part of the natural world, like a tree, that you really appreciate the presence of, a mountain, a river. So really any being that you feel a natural ease and appreciation towards. And they don't need to be in detail in the mind. It might be just, yes, the knowledge that being I appreciate. And noticing any effects in the body of bringing that person to mind or that being. How does the body feel right now? And when you're ready, offering appreciation to that being, appreciating what you receive from their presence, what they give you. Letting any sense of goodness that is there in the presence of this person really be felt by your body. Opening to and receiving any sensations of appreciation, of pleasantness, of goodness associated with being with this being. And when you're ready, offering goodwill to this being, in words or in other ways. May you be safe. May you be well. May you live with ease and kindness. gently and lightly, from time to time, dropping in the word, phrase, or the felt sense, or any light colour of goodwill towards this figure, this being. And when you're ready, letting the practice with this being fade, and inviting an awareness that includes your body and the ground, and extends a little further beyond the body, so like a bubble of awareness. Seeing how wide this bubble of awareness feels comfortable to stretch to, so it may be just very close to your body, or it may feel possible to become more aware of the room. The other folks in this room. Sounds coming and going. The other beings in this room, the plants and perhaps small other than human beings we can't see that are sharing our space. And you may like to broaden it further to include the space outside the room, the gardens, and all the beings there. So just seeing for yourself how big your bubble feels comfortable to be, whether it's just around your body or further and broader. We could bring in the figure that we've been working with, easy to feel comfortable with being. We could imagine them maybe in this space with us. Forming an intention to wish well to all the beings in this bubble of awareness, yourself and the other beings sharing this space. May we be safe and protected. May we be as well as is possible. May we be peaceful. May we live with ease and kindness. If you prefer using your own words or other ways to wish well to yourself and the other beings in this space, your own bubble of awareness. All these beings who, just like you, will know joy and pain. All these beings who are breathing the same air. May we all be safe and well. And for the last few minutes of this practice, using it as you wish to either perhaps come back to yourself and your body, or to continue to practice with this wider awareness. So we're going to move into another standing and walking period. And we're so blessed with fine weather. So it's really possible to go outside, which is a lovely thing to do if you haven't done that already, to practice walking outside. If you've got enough clothes to keep you warm, to wrap up. So if you wish, and there are options now unfolding with the walking practice, and one option is to continue to practice this befriending practice in the walking period. And one way that you could do that would be, as you're walking, to wish well to your body walking. Maybe appreciating how it moves, the parts of the body that are working well, wishing well to the body, and if there's parts of the body that are not working very well, sometimes compassion can naturally arise, like, oh, I wish you well and hope that you will be as well as you can be, or a wish to soothe or comfort, which is really lovely and natural, and if that comes, please feel free to really follow that, you know, with your body. One very lovely way of walking with a attitude, or cultivating an attitude of befriending, is to cultivate it in relation to the ground that you're walking on. And not sure who first said this, could be Thich Nhat Hanh, a very well-known meditation teacher who died recently. And I think it was he that said, you can walk as if your feet are kissing the earth. See what that's like, that relationship with the ground as an affectionate touch. Can be a really lovely thing to do. You may prefer to continue with the practice of walking that you've already been practicing, with the breath and with more physical sensations, without specifically bringing in the befriending aspect. And one suggestion that Yanai and I have for starting your walking period with standing is to go outside and to find a tree or a large plant to stand with. And if going outside isn't possible for you, maybe you don't have the clothes for cold weather, maybe there's somewhere in the hall here, there are some lovely big plants, and in the walking room, I can't remember, usually there are big plants in there. Finding a plant to stand with. And if you do that, standing with the plant or the tree, and taking a moment to, as Yanai's led, to feel your own imagined roots going down into the ground, your own tree-like form in relationship with the earth. Then when you feel steady with that, you can incorporate the plant into your field of awareness and think about the relationship that you have with the plant, physical relationship, in that if the plant has leaves, and it may not outside at the moment, but later in the year it will do, how those leaves are supplying oxygen into the air that are giving us life. So quite literally we can appreciate the plants for giving us life. And in return, our carbon dioxide of our out-breath isn't food and nourishment for the plant. And sometimes it can be really lovely to tune into that reciprocal relationship of freely offered life between yourself and the plant, and then offering goodwill to that plant, to that tree, and any thanks you'd like to offer the tree or the plant before you leave and continue on your walking path.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.